Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, joining us on the line this morning. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, and you? And yes, you have opened yourself to ridicule, doesn't you?
It's just bizarre. I mean, this is what happens when these things intersect. You can't say it, I can. Anti-Semitism, stupidity, and ignorance. This is what happens. If they were a person, that'd be Jesse Duarte. But don't comment on that. You're not allowed.
No, absolutely won't. Howard, I think, you know, there've been many government statements over the last couple of weeks that we've been very unhappy with. They just haven't been even handed. There's been absolutely no mention of the over 4,000 rockets that went into Israel. And we have had, and as you know, we've brought out statements and opinion pieces. We do feel very strongly. We've taken it up with several radio stations, obviously not Chai FM. But this one is different. And I don't think that we can just dismiss it as her being, a buffoon and whatever. I think we have to take it seriously because she holds a very, very high position in the ruling party. And at the moment, she's the acting secretary general, which means that, in effect, she is running the office of the ANC. And to hold these kind of bizarre views, and I mean, some of the things she said yesterday were absolutely ludicrous. They really were. Israel's become an imperialist that is coming into Africa and is going to start taking over African countries. I mean, that's the stuff. That's delusional. It's paranoia. And it's not something that a senior leader of the ruling party should be engaging.
Absolutely true. And the irresponsibility of these statements, the hyperbolic misinformation, surely she needs to be taken to task on this.
Yeah, I think the other thing, and I mean, it was quite comical, and we did make a bit of a cheeky statement in our statement yesterday where we said, the lady doth protest too much. We took from Hamlet.
Yeah.
But that is the truth. She, on three different occasions during her 20-minute rant outside the Israeli embassy, she kept saying, I'm not anti-Semitic. This is not anti-Semitic. It's not about Jews.
Yeah.
It's not about... And we all know exactly where she was going with that, because a lot of the statements that she made, I mean, she kept on going into Jewish money controlling. It was such a theme of her speech.
And the charming, the fact that we're charming our way, that we charm our way.
Charming, but we are a cruel people. She kept saying we are cruel and uncaring. Well, not we, the Israelis. Cruel and uncaring, but they're on this charm offensive. There were so many references that she made. She accused us of the breakup of the BDS movement. That was our responsibility. The World Trade Organization, the UN, are not allowed to use the word genocide because we are so all powerful. She went on and on. These are anti-Semitic tropes, and we know that she's been using them. I mean, I've had been at meetings with her during the war in 2009, in 2014. She made, indirect references to the Israelis being Nazis. She spoke about the death camps in Gaza. So this is not something new. This is something that she's been going at for many, many years. And at the times like this, where we are in such a volatile, very, very fragile situation, we know tensions are rising. We've seen what's going on social media. We've seen what's going on at the protests around the countries. We've got to be responsible in the kind of language that we are using. And she certainly was not responsible on Tuesday when she said these things.
So what now? What are the options open to the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, who represent the community, obviously, in this regard?
Yeah. Howard, we're engaging with government on many different levels, and we will continue to, because many of the statements that have come out are very disturbing. We certainly are having these conversations. Jesse Duarte, whether they're going to take it up with her or not, that's another story. But we certainly, we as a community, need to stand up and say this kind of speak is absolutely unacceptable. To stand outside a foreign embassy and threaten to climb over the wall goes against every international principle of diplomacy. But I don't think she is a diplomat or has any level of diplomacy.
No. What about the rest of the diplomatic community? Surely a threat like this by a person in her position should be of grave concern to every embassy in the country and every international representative.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And that comes back to the issue that she is a senior person within the ruling party making these kind of dangerous and irresponsible statements. And the international community should be appalled at what is, you know, what came out of her mouth.
As we are. How are you choosing? Because it's virtually impossible, given the tsunami of hatred and anti-Semitism that is washing over social media, and people are dealing with in every aspect of their lives. You've got a very difficult task at hand because you can't take it all on. It's a physical impossibility.
No. And we have to choose what is legitimate expression of anger against Israel and what crosses the line into anti-Semitism and hate speech. And, you know, it's frustrating because sometimes we really want to take up issues, but they don't conform to us to either Facebook or Instagram's definitions of hate or our country's definitions of hate. And we can only deal with issues on those bases. We have already laid one criminal charge. We are looking to bring another case of Human Rights Commission. As you know, we've got cases from 2014 that have only recently been resolved. But just to get back to Jesse Duarte, just for 1 minute, in 2014, he made another one of these highly inflammatory statements. 2014, you know, people think at the present things are the worst that they've been. They were. They're not. 2014 was also absolutely hideous. I remember it vividly. And we went to the ANC and we met with Gwede Mantashe, who was the SG at the time. And we brought the statement, and we also brought with a dossier of all of the anti-Semitic incidents that had occurred. And that year there'd been terrible incidents at the protest and also on social media. I mean, some of us had received death threats. There were terrible things going on social media. Tony Ehrenreich, an eye for an eye. And we said, you have to understand that when you, as a senior member of the ruling party, are issuing statements of this nature, it ends up on the streets of Cape Town, and it ends up on the streets of Johannesburg, and it ends up affecting South African Jews. That's where it ends up. And to his credit, a couple of days later, he issued a statement on behalf of the ANC, talking about how important it was to watch what we're saying and to guard against anti-Semitism.
Well, in fact, to that point, somebody said to me on social media yesterday in response to an article of mine that was published in News 24, he writes, Bibi's bloodthirst of Palestinian children is putting innocent Jews outside Israel in danger. Howard Feldman, I'm so angry with apartheid Israel that when I see a Jew on the streets, I cringe so hard, but yet I know that he has nothing to do with Bibi's evil desires. And this to me, of all the messages that I got, and I got some terrible ones, this was the saddest for me. Because he's saying to me, I actually want to hurt a Jew when I see them, but I'm trying to separate what's happening in Israel from here, even though his information about Israel is wrong. And the reason he feels this is because his information is wrong. But that to me was actually the saddest message that I got.
It's absolutely warped. That kind of thinking, and of course, love libel does come to mind. But I think the other thing that happens at times like this is that we differentiate between the good Jews and the bad Jews.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of that. I wanted to ask you about good Jews and bad Jews.
So the good Jews are the ones that have turned on Israel and condemned Israel and said, you know, we as Jews, who experienced the Holocaust, we are appalled by what those are the good Jews. And the bad Jews are us. The Zionists, those that support Israel's right to exist and right to defend itself.
Yeah.
We are the bad Jews.
I see people.
And that's a very dangerous, very, very dangerous.
I see people like Clive Simkin, who's got a huge following on social media,
yes,
talking about that a lot, trying to showcasing the good Jews and asking Jews to sort of nail their whatever it is to the mast and stand up against Israel. Those are the good Jews.
Yeah, the Ronnie Catrells and Kelly Jo Brooklewin at Red Hill. She's a really good Jew.
And
those are very dangerous canons. And again, you know, as we couldn't tell I can't remember which one of our statements we put it in, but we've got a right. We are South Africa. Bill of Rights says that we all have a right to hold our own opinions. We're made up. We're a country of diversity, and we all belong in this country. And at times like these, it's very hard to understand that.
And a few messages. Yaya says, thank you, Wendy, for and the SHABD for all your hard work.
Thank you, Father. Ansan says, we
need to get correct information in the media. Well, you're preaching to the converted. We're trying. We are trying. Wendy.
Thank you for that.
Wendy Carter, thank you as always.